Well, I'm wise enough because I work with children to realize, they said this isn't on. I'm wise enough to realize that it's almost over. So we're going to make this really, really quick. Something that impressed me that I want to give before you for just a few minutes. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We lift you up. We thank you for this service. We ask, Father, that you would continue to move in our children as they go downstairs. We ask that you would continue to move in our adults. In Jesus' name, amen. I thought about this quick story when I was asked to close out the service for the children. A little over, I guess a few years ago, I was in a store. And very loudly, I heard this voice several aisles over singing, "Yes, Jesus loves me." He was singing to the top of his lungs, "Yes, Jesus loves me." So as I was coming down and listening, trying to find the voice, because I literally said, okay, I'm going to go find the child that's singing, "Jesus loves me." And I see this mother with this little boy inside of the cart. His going, and he's just singing, and he is all into it. And the mother is going to everybody that she passed, "I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I can't get him to stop singing. I'm sorry. I can't get him to stop singing." So by the time I got there, she said, "I'm so sorry. I can't get him to stop singing." I said, "But you know what? Maybe all of us need the message." Which leads me to where I am today. I thought about the fact that children are not ashamed of the gospel. When we as adults go and we go places, sometimes we have to be hit, prompted, prodded to do anything. They have to ask us several times. When I was growing up, a famous thing was, is there a piano player in the house? Sometimes there would be six, and they had to be begged to get up and do it. But children aren't like that. Children are not ashamed of the gospel. Romans 1:16 says, "For I am not ashamed of this good news about Jesus. It is the power of God that works, saying to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and then to the Gentile." Children will run around and they will carry the message of Jesus Christ. Didn't they do it today? They were not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I think about a very simple message. Growing up, singing as the children sang, singing in different groups as I was growing up. The song says, "To the utmost, Jesus saves. To the utmost, Jesus saves. He will pick you up, turn you around. Hallelujah, Jesus saves." We need to understand that our children will often carry the message louder, quicker than we will. So I want to say to you, keep encouraging your children. Find time to bring them out to church. Find time to get them here. I don't care what you have to do. Maybe you have to drop them off and then go tell your boss, "I dropped my kid off at the church. I got to go pick them back up." But find time. Make it a priority. For we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Children know that Jesus is bigger than any problem. Your child gets it. They see Jesus bigger than the Incredible Hulk. A story I was told that was so wonderful is, in the back is a little girl named Reagan. And if you can hold Reagan up, please, so they can all see how little Reagan is. Just lift her up, stand up with her so they can see how little Reagan is. Reagan is in our child care center. And Reagan, her mom and I were talking, and her mom says that Reagan thinks that Jesus Christ walks so close with her that he is her best friend, her playmate, and she talks to him all day. Couldn't we learn a lesson if we could realize that Jesus says, "Lo, I am with you. I'm with you all day. I'm with you every step you take." We need to get that kind of Jesus in our heart that we will know he is always with us. There is never a time that we are without him. He's always with us. Jesus is stronger than any weight, heavy load, any burden. Your children know that he's stronger than the Man of Steel, Superman. Jesus is mightier than any bullies and anything that can take over in the world. Your child knows that he's mightier than any superhero. A favorite verse I'm going to end with is this. In Psalms 18 and 2, it says this, "You are my mighty rock." I think of a rock that we had outside on the playground a long time ago before it was removed. And I remember one day one of the kids kind of tripped over it. So I said, "Well, a group of us will go outside and move it over a little bit." Ha, 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 ha. We got outside. We could not move that rock. It was a mighty rock. It was going nowhere. The next part of that verse says, "He's my fortress." A fortress is so wonderful because when I think of me having a fortress of God all around me, I think of being protected, not only in the front of me, not only on the side of me, but all around me. The angels of the Lord, the power of God protecting me. Children, get this. One of the other little children said, Cheyenne, to me one day, in the midst of crying and everything, and if she's here, stand up with her so they can see her. I was having a pretty rough day, and she came and she said, "Miss Robin, Jesus is with you, and I'll pray for you." What a reminder. What a reminder. "With you, and I will pray for you. You are my mighty rock, my fortress, my protector. Everywhere I go," we teach the children in Riversong, "what time I am afraid, I will trust in God. The rock where I'm safe." You need a rock of safety. I remember hiding when we were kids playing hide and go seek, and we would always find this one place, and we would hide behind it, because if they didn't see you, they certainly couldn't move it, because it was so heavy. And then we'd look around the side, and when we didn't see anybody, we'd take off. Every time we would get to where we were going safely. Why? Because it was a place of safety. My shield, my powerful weapon, and my place of peace. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. These children are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are raising a generation that we want to stand and tell the devil, "No, you are not going to have me." Jesus Christ is in complete authority of my life. Now what we're going to do is ask you all to stand. Everyone kept saying, "Are you preaching?" I said, "No, I'm wrapping up." When you have an audience the age in which we have, you're wrapping up. You're not preaching. Okay? So what we are going to do, I was so excited about the dates that Pastor Daniel and Sister Barb chose. I was elated and ecstatic for this reason, because our children are getting ready to go back to school. Some children are already in school. And you know what? One of the things I look forward to every year when I was growing up in the church was the church would always send us off to school with prayer. So what we're going to do is gather the children. And so can we get the children? And Pastor Daniel's going to come. And we're going to get all the children. Yes. And all the teenagers, come on down. That's going back to school. You need prayer. Everybody needs prayer. You know, one of the things that we need to realize is that we send our children back to school. Our children are not as safe as they used to be. And we really want God's protection upon them as they are back in school. We also want our children. The Bible says that He would make them the head and not the tail. He would put them above only and not beneath. We are praying that knowledge on them. And right now, I'm going to turn this part into the hands of Pastor Daniel, for this is his honor.
Thank you, Miss Robin. At this time, as Miss Robin stated, we're going to go ahead and we're going to pray over these kids. And, you know, the Bible says where two or three are gathered, you know, and whatever we ask for, He's going to give us. So I want to encourage you to pray with me and to agree with me. But you know what? I don't want to just hear myself because I really don't like to talk. So my wife likes to talk. If I can have you extend a hand and really just shout out and pray over these kids and believe for them, because they need some belief in their life. If you're not believing in their life, they can't just believe in me. I mean, my belief isn't going to sustain them, okay? It's the parents' belief. It's the church's belief. So at this time, let's model for them what we want them to do and pray over them with heartfelt, with sincerity, with love, with power, with a raised voice, okay? Something that you're passionate about. I want you to think about that you've hollered for, and I want you to match it for your kids. Can I get that today? All right, let's try. That was a weak amen. Oh, gosh, I'm scared. Okay, I'm going to hold you to it, though, okay? On the count of three, we're all going to pray, okay? One, two, three. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these kids. Lord, we love you and we praise you for them. Lord God, they are going to be transitioning into school within the next couple of days. And we just pray over them because we know that there's such a need in their schools. And we know that there's such a need in their lives for you to protect them, oh God. Lord, there is no one like you. We trust that you are our firm foundation, our fortress, oh God. And I just pray, Lord God, over the system that tells them that they can't have God in the school system, I pray that they will step up and step out and preach the gospel to their neighbors, to their peers, and to their teachers, oh God. Lord, and I pray that you will place godly leaders in their lives. I pray for the teachers that are going to minister to them in those places. I pray that you will call them, Lord, to know you, to minister before you, Almighty God. Lord, you are so wonderful and so holy, and I just thank you so much for every kid that's here, every teenager that's here. Lord, I pray over them and just ask that you will anoint each and every person, the parents, the children, and minister inside their schools, Lord. I pray that you will flood those gates with your presence so that we will see and hear your miraculous work, your hand, so that this community, so that this state, and so that this nation, and so that this world may be changed for you, oh God. We thank you so much for all these kids. Amen. And everybody out here said what?
Amen.
Amen. Before.
Okay, we're going to dismiss all the children to their parents. And if you can sit down for 1 second, we're almost done. Just sit down for 1 second. Find your parents. Go find your parents. Have a seat. And we just give me two more minutes, and we're going to go downstairs and have ice pops and some fun snacks. Okay, I just really, really, really quickly, without our Father's House volunteers, nothing this week could have happened. If you were a youth or an adult who did anything at all this whole week, I'm asking you please to stand up. If you don't stand up, I'll say your name over the microphone, so you might want to stand up. Without a big hand clap, we could not have had such a fun week without 5 nights a week of commitment. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you. Okay, please join us downstairs. There's no connection groups today. Please join us downstairs for refreshments, meet some new friends, new faces. All children get an ice pop. Make sure you see Miss Buck for a ice pop. You are a child, yes.